Seasoned Green Oak. Lessons to build a life on. This is my story. I'm telling this story my way. That kid can draw. Moving around all the time, you know, I needed something that was mine, something that I could be known for. And kids can find lots of things to be known for. And if they don't find something positive, they're going to find something, because everyone needs an identity. It could become gang affiliation. It could become, I don't know, a bully. It could become something that you're known for, being tough, being mean, being what, scary, I don't know. Mine was art. I practiced drawing, and I was influenced by my grandfather. I watched him draw, and it kind of impressed me, and so I started drawing. And Grandpa fed that. He would give me art books, and he would give me pencils and drawing pencils, and I started thinking maybe I'm an artist. So I drew. It didn't take very long at that age to get better than your peers, and all you have to be is better than your peers, and people notice you. And if you keep pushing the envelope, they notice you more. So it's one thing I had no matter where I went. No one could take that away from me. And I guess I learned that if you start to get something, something that you can do, whether you play guitar, whether you dance, whether you act, something, a kid needs that, especially kids in poverty and kids in high need. They need something that lets them be special. And there are teachers that help with this. They help cultivate those things in those kids. And sometimes the kids don't even know they're good at something until a teacher tells them. That sounds crazy, but it's true. They think everyone does it, and they don't realize that it's something special. But so what I learned is that if you cultivate something that gives you pride, you know, no matter where you go and what scary places you come into, you never lose that. You always have it. So my advice to people is keep adding new things. You know, you don't have to be great at anything, but you can be good at lots of things in a lifetime. I'm kind of good at lots of things, and I have used all of it. None of that learning has ever gone to waste.
You're listening to this podcast on the SDAC Broadcasting Network. To find more information about this or other podcast shows, please visit RemarkableChatter.com.